Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Yeah. My name is Spencer. This is episode F246. We are just going to get right into the words because that is what we need to do today to do. All right, the first word is fungiform or fungiform. Either one is fine. F-U-N-G-I-F-O-R-M. Adjective from 1823. This is shaped like a mushroom. It has taken on the form, the shape of the fungus. So it's shaped like a mushroom. My head, is it fungiform, fungiform? Nope, I don't think so. Lots of things are fungiform. All right, let's make a sound effect. Ooh, I think, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, hey, I think I'm gonna go. Next we have fungistatic. I wanted to say fungitastic. I think that's what it was. Oh, that's fungitastic. No. This is fungistatic. Adjective from 1922. It is inhibiting the growth of fungi without destroying them. Fungistatic. What are some of those other static words that end that way, of like stopping something, inhibiting something? I can't think of any right now off the top of my head. So you're describing a thing. Maybe it's a liquid, a spray, I don't know, a something, a disease. Could be fungistatic because it's stopping the growth of the fungus, but it doesn't destroy them. It lets them live. How nice. How nice. But I do think there should be something that's fungitastic. Wow. Wow, that room is filled with mushrooms. It's fungitastic. Next is fungo. F-U-N-G-O. Fungo. Noun from circa 1867. Number one, a fly ball hit especially for practice fielding by a player who tosses a ball in the air and hits it as it comes down. So is it the one person who throws the ball to themselves, hits the fly ball very high, and then they have to go try to catch it? A fly ball hit especially for practice fielding. I feel like there's something especially to practice fielding, by a player who tosses a ball in the air and hits it as it comes down. I guess when, the baseball players are practicing, they still need to practice just like any other skill. You gotta practice it. So when they are doing their practicing and they want to practice hitting or catching, I guess it would be both hitting and catching a fly ball, that's called a fungo. Number two, the synonym is fungo bat, which is our next entry, and we will talk about that in a moment. But we have to say that the origin of this word is unknown. I have to guess that this word is from, I hit the ball, go get it. It's fun when you go run. It's fun for me to watch you go run to catch that fly ball that I just hit. It's a fun go. Go get it, because it's fun. We're playing a game. Should be fun. Fungo bat is next. Two words. Noun from 1926. It is a long, thin bat used for hitting fungos. I mean, you need to use a special kind of bat for this. Let's look this up. Fungo. Where's the G? I can't ever find the G. There's the G. Fungo bat. Here we go. I was really hoping this would be an actual bat. An actual bat of flying with wings and little fangs and stuff. But no, this is a thing. What does this have to say? This website where they are selling Fungo bats for about $100. Fungos are used by coaches to hit grounders and fly balls during practice. The best Fungo bat is substantially lighter than a game bat, making it easier to hit the ball more often. In our years of crafting wood Fungo bats, the drop weights used best balance ease of swing with durability. For example, a 34-inch all-purpose Fungo is 22 ounces. So yeah, I'm looking at pictures of these. They, I mean, I want to see them next to a regular bat, but yes, they do look thinner, especially for about two-thirds of the bat. From the handle, two-thirds up, they're very skinny, and so they have maybe a more normal size bat at the end, but even that might be skinnier than a regular bat, and they do look just long and skinny. I don't know why. They want a light, long and skinny bat to hit the Fungos. The coaches are usually the ones hitting the Fungos. It's very fun for them to watch those kids run around catching, trying to catch the balls. All right. Next is Fungold. Yes, it's the word fun. Oh, wait, nope. Boy, some of these letters, they look like other letters. It's Fungoid. I was really hoping that would be Fungold. Fungoid is an adjective from circa 1836. This is resembling, characteristic of, caused by, or being a fungus. As in the example, a fungoid growth. Oh, I got this growth coming off my arm. It looks like a mushroom that Mario would eat, with the red top and the white spots and the mushroom cap. It's a fungoid. Fungoid is also a noun. What would fun gold be? Fun gold. Ooh, look, I'm having so much fun with this gold. I'm swimming in it, in all of the gold coins. All right, moving on to fungus. So this one is spelled F-U-N-G-O-U-S. This is an adjective from the 15th century. The synonym is fungal, which we had in the previous episode, which was, what was it, like relating to a fungus? Relating to or having the characteristics of fungi or caused by a fungus. So that word could also be fungus with an O-U-S, but that's old. It's pretty old. But it sounds exactly like our next word, which is fungus. F-U-N-G-U-S. That Gus guy, that Gus, he's so fun. He's a fungus. This is a noun from 1527. The plurals could be fungi, fungi, or funguses. You can say that one too. Or funguses, actually. I think funguses and funguses are perfectly fine in my world. But yes, of course, there's that joke. Fungi. Ah, he's just a fun guy. Hi, hee, ha, hi. I actually had a pin on my bag that was the little cartoon mushroom, and it said, I'm a fun guy, and I think I lost it. So, a fungus is a long definition. That's what it is. It is any of a kingdom, called fungi, of saprophytic and parasitic spore-producing eukaryotic, typically filamentous organisms, formerly classified as plants that lack chlorophyll and include molds, rusts, mildews, smuts, mushrooms, and yeasts. And I'm sure other ones as well. That was a lot of stuff. A lot of adjectives. Let's look up examples of fungi, I guess. Examples of fungi. Because, you know, we can... What else are fungi? Here we go. And so what were all the things that they said here? It's parasitic, saprophytic. I don't know what that means. It produces spores. When it wants to make more of itself, it puts the spores out into the air. Eukaryotic. I can't remember what that one means. Typically filamentous. So they have filaments, which I think if you look under the underside of the mushroom cap, looks sort of filamentous. They used to be called plants, and then people were like, what? This is not a plant. This is a whole other thing. It's like alive, and it moves, and it grows, and it does things that I don't even know. What is it? It's not a plant. No chlorophyll. I don't think they're doing the, what's that thing called? The, when you're turning the sunlight energy into the green stuff. I can't think of the word, but that's related to chlorophyll, I think. Okay, let's look at what are some other, okay, so these are specific, mushrooms and things. I wanted more general. I mean, obviously, we are going to put the link in the show notes for fungus, so you can learn all about the fungus. I think eukaryote has something to do with, let's see, what does this say? Organisms whose cells have a membrane-bound nucleus. All animals, plants, fungi, seaweeds, and many unicellular organisms are eukaryotes. Okay, helpful. Let's see. I want to just see, like, what? Oh, there's the diversity. Rusts. I didn't realize rust was a fungus. It's crazy stuff. Funguses are, I mean, really one of the most important things on this planet, how important they are, their role in the cycle of feeding, eating, the whatever, the carbon cycle and all that stuff. Yeah, they're just amazing and crazy. And like the things that we're still learning about them is baffling. Let's see, there's a huge link, a huge article all about funguses because it's, there's just tons. They get into animals, the insects. Yeah, crazy stuff, crazy stuff. I wish I had more knowledge of what, but I mean, seriously, like this, in food, in medicine, it's insane. It's worth a read. This whole article is worth a read because it's crazy. Okay, well, anyway, that's enough about fungus, I think, because there's just too much to say. There is no etymology here. Let's look back on this page, though, because I think that there was something way at the top about the etymology. Oh, come on. Just scroll up. Scroll to the top. What does this say? The English word fungus is directly adopted from the Latin fungus, which means mushroom, used in the writings of Horace and Pliny. This, in turn, is derived from the Greek word sphongos, which means sponge, which refers to the macroscopic structures and morphology of mushrooms and molds. The root is also used in other languages, such as the German Schwamm, which means sponge, and Schimmel, which means mold. Well, anyway, there's more, but we can't go to that world because we must move on to more words here in this episode. Bow, 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 bow. Now we have fungus gnat, and gnat is G-N-A-T. Noun from 1884. This is any of various small dipteran flies resembling mosquitoes and having larvae that feed on fungi and decaying organic matter. Yes, the funguses love the decaying organic matter, and these gnats love to eat the decaying organic matter and also the funguses. Fungi. The family names for this fungus gnat are Mycetophyllidae and so what is this word? Sciaridae? S-C-I-A-R-I-D-A-E. Sciaridae? Sure. Fungus gnat. Oh, it's just a tiny little bug that loves to eat those things. They don't want to eat you unless you got fungus on your feet, maybe. Bow-ba-da-bow-bow. Next is funhouse. All right, it looks like we are done with all of the fungus words. And we're going to funhouse. And oh, let me just say real quickly, what a coincidence that just happened last night. Didn't we have in the previous episode, or was it? Yes, the previous episode, we had Funfair, which was an amusement park by the British people. That's what they call it. And last night we watched a British movie and somebody said fun fair. And I was like, I just read that today. All right. A fun house might be at a fun fair. It is a noun from 1936. It is a building in an amusement park. It should also say fun fair. That contains various devices designed to startle or amuse. Oh, we're having so much fun in this house of fun, this fun house. There are mirrors that are curved to make me look very short and squished or very tall, or maybe one part of me is very tall and skinny and the other part is very squishy. Those very fun. Oh my gosh, I'm startled and amused by these mirrors. What else is in the fun house? Maybe there's a room of mirrors and you don't know how to get out. That would be fun for a little bit until you get a little claustrophobic. And like, I can't get out. How do I get out? What else is in the fun house? I don't know. I don't even know if I've ever literally been in a fun house. All of the houses I've been in are not fun at all. I think regular houses should have some of these features, some of these, what do they call them? Devices. Some of these devices. Let's just look up. These episodes could get so long if I did this for every entry. What is in a fun house? Let's see. Ooh, a fun house is an amusement park attraction filled with optical illusions, challenging obstacles, and often a bit of scare. Common features include mirror mazes, moving floors. Oh my gosh, this floor is moving. Tipping floors. Ooh, that would be fun. Air jets. And rotating barrels. Yes, I've been in a rotating barrel. That was fun for a little bit, I guess. Yeah, anything else? Crawl tunnels. Ooh, you got to crawl through a thing. Trick floors. Slippery slopes. All right, those are just some of the devices in a fun house. And I think I would like to move into a house that has some of these. Next is funicular. First form, adjective from 1664. Number one, having the form of or associated with a cord usually under tension. So something that has a cord probably under tension could be described as funicular. All right, we'll learn more about what are we talking about here. Number two, of relating to or being a funiculus, which is coming up in this episode. Number three, of relating to or being a funicular, that's the noun, as in a funicular system. So the funicular is running on a funicular system, which probably, I would guess, has a cord under tension. There's not so much etymology here. It's just from the Latin funiculus, but I would assume it is something about a cord, maybe. Let's move on, see if we can get some more information. Bump, bump, boom, boom. The second form of funicular is a noun from 1911. I guess I should probably spell it. F-U-N-I-C-U-L-A-R. This is a cable railway ascending a mountain, but especially one in which an ascending car counterbalances a descending car. Yes. Okay. So I've been on these, you'll see them in, you know, places that have a very steep hill. Probably it's like, I can't get up the hill, or to get up the hill, I got to go way all the way over there and I got to go all the way around and it's going to take a very long time. Or I could just take this funicular and go right up the steep hill, much shorter, although they're usually pretty slow, but it's still a shorter ride. And then you get to see these nice views probably. And so, yeah, there's like a car at the top and a car at the bottom. And then they counterbalance each other. So they are going very slowly at the same speed. And then they cross each other. Oh, hello, car. How are you? Oh, bye, 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 bye. And then they're counterbalancing each other in that way. And ideally, you know, you'd want to have a group of people on one and a group of people on the other. And they can go at the same time. But, you know, if you got the top one filled and there's not so many people in the bottom, you still got to run it because they got to run at the same time. I believe Dubuque or Galena has this in Illinois, Iowa area, because they've got some steep cliff areas. New Zealand, I think Wellington, New Zealand, I think we were on a funicular there, if I'm remembering correctly. You know, there's other, it's like, it's just, if you got to get from a high place to a low place or vice versa, and it's just too hard, you know, then this funicular system is very helpful. Oh, where was I? On a work trip in some, were we in Switzerland or Germany or something? I think I saw one there too. All right. So that is funicular. It's got a cable system. That is important part, I guess. And let's go on to this next one, which is related. Funiculus. This is a noun from 1826. Number one, a bodily structure suggesting a cord. Especially a bundle of nerve fibers. Maybe the nerve fibers that are going down your spine through your spinal cord, your spinal column. Those are probably like a cord. It's literally called the spinal cord. And so that would maybe be a funiculus. And number two, the stalk of a plant ovule. So this word, I think you can see where what it might mean. It is a Latin word, funiculus, which is the diminutive of the Latin word funis, which means rope. So that's all it is. You know, if it looks like a rope, acts like a rope, smells like a rope, tastes like a rope, you're using the rope in a cable car situation, it's funicular. All right, next. We have the word funk. First form, noun from 1623. This is a strong, offensive smell. Who did you smell the funk on that one? What has a funk? Sometimes feet have a funk. Sometimes a person, a whole person, has a funk. Sometimes cheese has a funk. And it might be from a fungus. It could be. And some people love a cheese funk. I do not love that. I tried a blue cheese once or twice and maybe a gorgonzola long, long time ago. And I said, nope, do not care for that. Not at all. Thank you. Throw it out. So where does this come from? French dialect. And it says Picard, which of course makes me think of Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek. But I'm guessing then, is this a region of France? Picard? Their word, funquer, maybe that's how they would say it. It means to give off smoke. And so this has got to be specifically related to cheese, I suspect. Because I think those Frenchy people, they love their funky cheese. Give off smoke. Ooh, it's releasing a thing into the air. Psh. The fungus spores, maybe. All right, so that's the first funk. And now we got the second form of funk. This is a verb from circa 1739. First is intransitive, which is to become frightened and shrink back. What? Funk? To become scared? I'm shrinking back because I am so frightened. I'm funking. This is a new one to me. If you've heard of this, please let me know how you heard of it, where you heard of it, what? Transitive is number one. To be afraid of, and the synonym is dread. I'm funky. I'm trying to think of how to use this. To be afraid of, I am funking horror movies? I am funking monsters? This is weird. Number two, to shrink from undertaking or facing. So if you don't want to face your fears, to undertake a task that you're afraid of, bungee jumping, jumping out of a plane, talking to somebody, speaking in front of people, then you would be funking. You're shrinking away from that, so you are funking. Oh boy, this one's interesting. I never heard of this before. There's no etymology. That makes me sad. There's no example sentences. Makes me sadder. I'm very sad today. The third form of funk is a noun from 1743. I had no idea there were so many forms of funk. Number 1A, a state of paralyzing fear. Here we go. We got more fear. What? 1B, a depressed state of mind. Okay, well, this one definitely makes sense. I'm feeling in a funk. I have heard that. But I didn't know it was also about fear. Oh, I sometimes get in a funk. You've been in a funk. I know. I remember when you were in a funk. But yes, it's sucky. Sucky to be in a funk. But sometimes, but you need to be in a funk so you know what it feels like to not be in a funk. And maybe there are some things that you can do that aren't hurting yourself or other people to get out of the funk or just to deal with the funk. But sometimes you just gotta be like, all right, I'm just being conscious of this funky situation. This situation, it's so funky. And, you know, just, we're just gonna deal with it and we'll be out of it later. Sometimes you just need time. That's what I need often, just time. All right, number two, one that funks. The synonym is coward. So if you are shrinking away from the thing that you are scared of, then you would be a funk because you are funking and you are a coward, it says. Okay. Number three, the synonym is the number one definition for the word slump. I'm in a slump and a funk. The example here, oh, we got two of them. An economic funk. Also, the team went into a funk. The team went into a funk, a slump. They were not being very productive anymore. So they were slumping their productivity, and they funked it up. All right, now we've got... The fourth form of funk is a noun from 1959. Number one. There's only two here, but number one is long. Music that combines elements of rhythm and blues and soul music, and that is characterized by a percussive vocal style, static harmonies, and a strong bass line with heavy downbeats. Yes, I love this funk music. I don't listen to it a lot, but I do love it. I love all of those things. I love the combination of rhythm and blues and soul, and I love the percussive vocal style, and I love the static harmonies, and I love the strong bass line with heavy downbeats. And it's very fun, and it's a very silly song, but I do, how can you not love, play that funky music, white boy, especially me as a white boy. I enjoy that. Play that funky music, white boy. Number two, the quality or state of being funky. Of course, I assume that we're talking about music, but the example is, jeans have lost much of their funk. That is a quote from Tom Wolfe. Are we talking about the smell? The smell, maybe? Jeans have lost much... The jeans. This is the jeans that you wear. Supposedly, there's some issue. There's some... people are angry at Sydney Sweeney and her ads about jeans, and it's the jeans she's wearing, but it's her jeans, her genetic jeans, and people... I didn't pay attention to what the problem is. I don't know. But anyway, that's currently going on right now. But what are we talking? I think maybe. I mean, we have the word funky coming up, but I assume that we're talking about some stinkiness, maybe. The quality or state of being funky, it's in a funk. The jeans have a funk. Okay, that's why I like to change my clothes regularly, so they're not in a funk. Okay, that is it for that. This is a back formation of the second form of funky, which we will get to. You know, that's mostly about the number one definition, I think, about the music and the backbeats and the downbeats and the other beats and stuff like that. All right, moving on to, but maybe the music with the bass line with the heavy downbeats is like, maybe it's a little bit of a slappy bass. Slap that funky music. So the next one is funk hole. Two words, noun from 1900. Number one, the synonym is the number two definition for the word dugout, which I assume is just where the baseball players are hanging out during the baseball game, the very long and slow baseball game when they are hitting fungos. So they also call it a funk hole. Number two, a place of safe retreat. Now, maybe dugout could also be, maybe in war, maybe they dig a dugout. I dug it out, so it's a dugout. I digged it. Yes, a safe retreat. So it's a funk hole, probably, because when you are scared, you go into a funk. You're funking in the funk hole. Let's go funk to the funk hole. All right. Next is funkia. I guess you could also say funkia. That's looks like what it says. Funkia. F-U-N-K-I-A. Fun Kia. Driving around in my fun Kia. Okay, this is a noun from 1839. Just looking to see if I missed any etymology. Oh, wait. I did. Let's go back real quick. Just for a second. Please, pardon my tangent. The third form of funk, which was about the depressed state of mind, being in a state of paralyzing fear, that etymology is perhaps from the obsolete Dutch dialect word fonk, F-O-N-C-K. So I guess we have the Dutch to thank for this version of funk about being scared and stuff. By the way, in parentheses, it says Flanders, so I think that might be the dialect, the area of the Dutch region that has this word. All right, so bloop, 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 back to funkia. This is, let's repeat, noun from 1839. The synonym is hosta, which I think might be a plant because this word is a new Latin word. It's the genus name. And it is from C.H. Funk, F-U-N-C-K, who was a German botanist who died in 1839, the very year that this word got into English, although I think they should have spelled it F-U-N-C-K instead of F-U-N-K-I-A, funkia. They could have put a C in there to really respect C.H. Funk's name. Maybe it would be funk. Hosta. Yeah, I think I remember my parents being like, yeah, we're going to go get some hosta plants. Let's just do a quick look. So funkia, that's the genus name, I guess, of the hostas. Let's just go do a quick look at the hosta. Let's see, what does it have to say? Now that says the genus is hosta, but this one says it's also the genus. But yes, they're plants. And they are called also funkia. So yes, you can call them funkias, which is a much more funky name, obviously. Okay, now we have our last word, two forms. Beep. The first form of funky, F-U-N-K-Y, adjective from 1845. It is being in a funk. The synonym is panicky. Ooh, that's not how I want to live my life. I am a funky person. I'm feeling funky today. Oh, you're feeling like you've got some static harmonies and percussive vocal stuff? No, I'm panicked. The second form of funky. This is also an adjective. You can say funkier or funkiest. And it is from 1784. Oh, wouldn't you love to hear some funky music from 1784? Number one, having an offensive odor. And the synonym is foul. Ooh, my underpants are so funky after a long day of running. Number two, having an earthy, unsophisticated style and feeling, especially having the style and feeling of older Black American music or of funk. An example of the older Black American music, I'm just reading what the book says, is blues or gospel. Those could be funky and earthy. So this is an earthy, unsophisticated style and feeling. Is that how you would describe that music? Blues and gospel? I never would have thought of that. I don't think I would call it unsophisticated. Earthy? Now that's an interesting one. Comes from the earth. I mean, I can see. Huh, interesting. Well, anyway, we have an example. It is a funky beat. That beat has an earthy, unsophisticated style and feeling, and it has the style and feeling of older Black American music, like blues or gospel. Okay, number 3A, odd or quaint in appearance or feeling. Odd or quaint, funky, maybe it's a little bit like tacky? I'm so funky. You are, no. Number 3B, lacking style or taste. Yeah, also, I think of tacky. No, what I meant to sing was, because I'm funky. That's the one. Okay, now we have 3C, unconventionally stylish. Ooh, so what, we went a whole, the whole other direction, the whole other end of the spectrum, of the funky spectrum. Where are you on the funky spectrum? Well, you could be odd or quaint in your appearance or feeling. Maybe that's somewhere in the middle, I don't know. But then there's also lacking style or taste. That's all the way on that end. But then we go all the way and we become unconventionally stylish. The synonym is hip. I have never been funky in that way. I guess I would fit more into the odd or quaint, maybe. But I wouldn't mind accidentally being unconventionally stylish. I don't know what my style is. I mean, I know what my style is, but I don't know if that's what my style really is. Is it? Do I need to change my style? I feel like I should. I'm older than I used to be, which is science. And maybe I should change. Can I pull off being funky? I don't think so. Funkily is an adverb, and funkiness is a noun. This is just from the word funk, which is the offensive odor. That's it. Although I don't believe that the music has an offensive odor. I don't know if the music has any odor at all. Although there are people with, what do they call that thing where your brain, it has a sort of unique connection with your eyesight and hearing and smell and taste and stuff. It's the synesthesia. Maybe somebody with synesthesia could smell music. What does music smell like? What does that song smell like? Anyway. Ooh, so that was funky. And now we must pick a word of the episode. Ooh, this is going to be hard because we got some real good ones today. We had fungiform, fungistatic, fungo, fungo bat, fungoid, fungus, fungus, fungus gnat, funhouse, funicular, funicular, funiculus, funk, 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 funk hole, funkia, funky, and funky. Well, the contenders in my mind are funky, funhouse, fungus, anything else? I'm maybe not funk in general, but yeah, I don't know. I guess unless we're talking about the music. This is a hard one. Sometimes it's hard to pick one because there's not a lot of good options. This is hard because there are too many good options. It doesn't really matter what I pick because nothing means anything and everything means something. Ooh, okay, well, let's see. Funguses are great and fun house. Maybe there's a house. There is a fun house full of fungus. It's got a funky smell. All right, well, that was a fine song. But which one am I going to truly, truly pick? I kind of feel like I gotta pick fungus because they're just so important to the world, to the universe, maybe. All right, that's it. Really fantastic words today. I hope you enjoyed them very much, just like I did. And I will now tell you about something totally unrelated, which is a movie, which is called Oh, Hi. Oh, Hi. This is a new rated R comedy, but also has some really good drama and heart. And I tend to use these words for a lot of movies. I like to be pretty vague, But it's good. And the lead actress, I think she had a hand in writing the story. She did not write the screenplay or direct, but she is a part of the story. And, you know, it deals with relationship stuff, which is in a sort of weird and funny way. And it's worth a watch. I don't want to say anything because you just need to go watch it. Yes, and it's quite silly at times, but also like, whoa, serious. Okay, go watch Oh, Hi! Exclamation mark. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. I'm feeling kind of funky today. Not in the stinky way, which is good because I will be with some coworkers today and I don't think that they would appreciate my funk, but maybe we can play some funky music. White boy. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Boop-a-doop-a-doop-boop.